Allstate wants to remind fans that mayhem is everywhere, like at your pregame barbecue. While you prep your meats, that grease trap you forgot to empty is prepping to smoke your porch, garage, and the car inside. And without the right home and auto insurance coverage, the cost to repair this could eat up your savings. So bundle home and auto with Allstate to save and get protected from mayhem like this. Bundled savings vary and are not available in every state. Coverage is subject to policy terms and conditions.
You know our trusted partner, TireRack.com, for their fast, free shipping, free road hazard protection, convenient installation options, and their great selection of best tires, like the highly consumer-rated Bridgestone Weatherpeak. But did you know they sell other automotive products? Wheels, brakes, suspension, just to name a few. Go to TireRack.com/Colin. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
AT&T connects an ode to podcasts. Connect the alarm. Change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze. 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower. Lather up with the news. Sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work in traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories. Change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
The Volume.
This is Straight Fire with Jason McIntyre.
What is up, Straight Fire fam? It's me, Jason McIntyre, Straight Fire, for Monday, March 4th. We are getting closer and closer to March Madness. What, 1 week left in the regular season, and then conference tournaments fire up. Oh, you know I love March. Except this March is going to be difficult. Got some stuff, some non-work stuff that's clogging the calendar. You got, obviously, the kids' youth sports that everybody wants to hear about. A lot of stuff happening. This was a busy weekend, shall we say. They're only going to get busier here in this month. Starting the podcast with some crap news. I'm sure you guys saw this on Sunday. Chris Mortensen, the longtime ESPN reporter, talking head. He passed away at 72. I know he had some health problems the last like 5 or 6 years. But, I mean, he was just a titan in the industry. I talked to him at the Combine a couple times. He was the nicest guy. Back when I had the big lead, way, way, way back, I would reach out to media people. Hey, do an interview with me. Mortensen's super friendly. Follows me instantly. We become friendly on social media. I see him at the Combine. Talk to him. I mean, he's just like an oracle of information. And again, who am I? I'm just some young punk who thinks he knows everything. And Mortensen's willing to like to talk to me. And I mean, he's just a great, great guy. I'm sure you've seen all the tributes to him. And this is crappy because this is two straight Mondays where there's been like not great NFL news. I'm sure you remember last week, Peter King announced he was retiring. Now, it's unclear exactly what the retirement is going to entail, but it sounds like the written word for Peter King is probably toast. I don't know. Maybe when the football season comes up, he'll do like a once a week thing. But, you know, this is just, again, these are end of an era moments. Like Peter King and Chris Mortensen probably for 20, 25 years were at the forefront of NFL reporting. I mean, it's not that different than like Peyton Manning and Tom Brady. You know, they were in there in the league. What's going to happen when they leave? Well, there's going to be new guys. You know, there's going to be new stars. And the same with reporters. You know, you move on and you get Breer and Schefter and all the Rappaport, all these guys. But it just it's just a weird moment in NFL media, especially when the media is being condensed. It's just kind of an interesting transition time. And now we have all these like social media accounts. Guys don't even live in the country. They don't really follow football. All they know is, hey, I can just be the quickest aggregator. I don't need a website to aggregate. I can just do it on my Twitter or my IG and get a lot of followers. They don't know anything about the league. But all they have to do is just aggregate. Adam Schefter just said this. Boom, let me post the video. So I don't know. It's a weird time in media. And this is one of those weekends in NFL. We'll start NFL and then go to NBA. Obviously, we got to talk about LeBron hitting 40K. But You know, the combine. I've told you guys my stories from the combine. It's awesome. I love it. Not a ton of stuff gets done there, except like behind the scenes chatter, meeting up. I've told this story many times. I got introduced to somebody. He was basically, this is a manager. And I was just like, oh, what's up? And he's like, yeah, I know who you are. And it was like, oh, okay. And it ended up being Geno Smith's like manager. And obviously, as a Jets fan, I was kind of hard on Geno Smith when he was not good. And trust me, there are plenty of stories I've heard from Geno Smith's time. He just wasn't ready to be in the league, wasn't ready to be a professional. And I was hard on him. And the manager, of course, when I meet him, this is, you know, face to face, he's like, yeah, you basically crapped on my guy. I was like, well, I get that, but he wasn't good. He was quite terrible. Now, he's resurrected his time in Seattle, and, he, you know, he's become, a starting quarterback. I don't know that he's going to be the starter in Seattle. We'll see. You got a new coach, a new offensive coordinator, and the offensive coordinator, by the way, came from Washington. Michael Penix entering the draft. Seattle, you know, there's a lot of stuff lining up, but we'll see with Geno Smith. But bottom line, the combine is fun, and people were going crazy. I think it was Saturday when Xavier Worthy, the Texas wide receiver, who's a burner, obviously, runs a 4.21 40. I think it was a 4.22 initially, and then they adjusted it to 4.21, set the record, beat John Ross, beat Chris Johnson, the former Titans running back. And everybody's freaking out, like, oh my gosh, did you see a top 10 speed? And it's like, okay, cool, he is fast. And I had Worthy at one point during the season in the bottom of my mock draft just because he's so freaking fast. But I put this out there, and it wasn't meant to be negative toward Worthy, but here's the reality. Teams that get enamored with speed end up making really, really dumb decisions. Rob G's Raiders, he'll get into it, obviously, with Darius Hayward Bay. Colossal mistake. The Bengals taking John Ross like two spots before Patrick Mahomes. You know, like the history of teams just making a decision based on speed never, ever goes well. Just picked up based on speed. So all this hubbub, yeah, it was cool. He ran a 4.21. It beat Usain Bolt's 40 time. Now, I don't think Bolt ran the 40, but I guess they marked off his 40 out of his 100 or whatever it was. And listen, that's legit track and field speed. Okay, well, I'll just tell you right now, I ain't taking Worthy if I'm anywhere near the top 10. Like, can he run routes? Is he a yak guy, or is he just a straight burner? Because, you know, I don't know that I'm, I thought he looked good with Ewers. He had a really good game against Alabama tracking a bomb. And I remember being at this restaurant with Cowherd watching it, and it was like, holy cow, Worthy just ran right by the Alabama defensive back. That guy, he's got some potential, and you could see it there. But again, he's running by a college guy. I don't know. The speed thing seemed to get a little too much hype. And interestingly, Rob, if you want to talk about speed, you can, but I haven't heard much about the whole S2 test, the one that famously C.J. Stroud last year bombed. And everybody, oh, he can't process, he can't do the S2 test. And everybody did better than him. Brock Purdy apparently slayed the S2 test. C.J. Stroud, he couldn't do it. I haven't heard a peep, Rob, about the S2. I don't. Maybe nobody's taking it. Like, I don't know. If you're the agent who reps C.J. Stroud, are you telling all your people, don't take the S2 test? It's bunk. It's garbage. My client didn't do well. So what? He was the rookie of the year offensively. Like, he, you know, like Bryce Young crushed the S2 test. And look at Bryce. You know, I don't know. Rob, I can't get too excited about the combine and the results and the bench press and the hand size and all that nonsense.
Yeah, me either. And you touched on it because I'm a Raiders fan. And I can tell you firsthand knowledge that the Underwear Olympics does not translate to great football. Just a few names that I'm going to rattle through going back over the years as a Raiders fan, okay? Stanford Rout, you probably don't remember him. Remember
cornerback?
Cornerback, yeah, good call.
Yeah, yeah.
Bruce Campbell, remember the all-world left tackle out of Maryland who was built like a Tarzan and played like Jane? Yeah, remember him? We drafted him early. Jacoby Ford, you probably don't remember him.
Oh, yeah, Clemson burner.
Yeah, exactly. They all, one thing they all have in common, they're all fast, right?
Yeah.
Darius Hayward Bay, you mentioned, took him over Michael Crabtree. Yeah, that worked out well for us. And his is my favorite one all time. Drafted Fabian Washington. He was a fine corner. One spot later, Aaron Rodgers.
Oh, my so, goodness.
Yes, I can tell you that being fast and bench pressing and shuttle drills and long jump. Looks cool. If you like a guy, it probably makes you like him more because you're like, see, he tests well and yada, yada, yada. But being a great athlete does not equate to being a great football player. And if you are picking players and if you're falling in love with players because they tested well at the NFL Combine, I can promise you your team probably sucks.
Yeah. Just one data point and you can get all excited. Hey, did you, Henry Ruggs ran a pretty good 40, didn't he?
Yeah, he also killed somebody.
Yeah, I know. I was.
I mean, I don't want to laugh about that, but yes, that's where we're at as Raiders fans. Yes.
So I don't know. Combine was interesting. I will say I was more into some of the NBA stuff over the weekend. Also, Rob, because I know people love a good youth sports update. So my son's team, and I need to ask you this, Rob, because you'll be coaching your daughter here soon. My son's team only had 5 this weekend. The opponent had 4. They had their number one overall pick. We did not have our number one overall pick. So they had like the best player on the court, but they only had 4 players. And obviously nobody said anything like, hey, do you guys want to play 4-on-4? No, they didn't ask. I know the other coach, we're friendly. So they didn't ask, and I didn't offer. Listen, nobody wants to sit out, Rob. Nobody wants to like sit on the bench when we have 5 guys. So it wasn't an issue to me. Ends up being a pretty damn good game. We're down 6 with like 6 minutes left. We can throw on the full court press. And I'm sure full court press, 5 against 4, some people will be like, Jay, what are you doing? We're losing. Come on, it's basketball. What are you, not caring? So we throw on the full court press. We storm back. They miss a couple free throws. I set up an amazing play. I mean, this is hanging in the Louvre, baby. And we get a great look. Guy misses, offensive board, put back, and 1 with 1 second left. And then our kid makes a free throw, and we win. It was awesome. It was exciting. Afterward, I get the call, hey, man, some parents aren't happy that it was 5-on-4 and that you guys were pressing. And I was like, wow, what? So, Rob, before I argue my little case, I don't know if I need to. If you're in that spot, 5-on-4, are you going 4-on-4 and having someone sit? And it's not just someone, but like, it's not like one guy will sit. You have to rotate so all your players will sit. And we only had, like, without our best player, we don't have a point guard. Our backup point guard was awesome. But, like, I don't know. Then everybody would have to sit like a half a quarter. I don't know. Your thoughts.
I have zero problem with what you did.
Okay.
And on a quick tangent before we finish your story. My daughter just started playing soccer. Now she's just starting her first competitive league where now they have games, right? Now, because she's only 4, they still don't want to keep score because the kids are learning the rules, you know, what's an offside, things like fair. That, right? Yeah. No, when I tell you that I wasn't able to make it to her first game because I had the radio show, her godmother's boyfriend was there. They went to go see her game. And her boyfriend, like me, very competitive. He's keeping score for me. So he's like, hey, we're up 3-1 at half. Don't worry about it. Like, yes. So I am 1,000% with you. So go ahead and finish your story.
No. That was basically it. And I like, you know, I kind of defended myself. Like, what are we doing? Of course we're going to press when we're losing. It's like, there's no shot clock, Rob. So technically you could just hold the ball.
4 corners off.
Right?
Yeah,
you go to the 4 corners. And listen, would I have been upset if I had the 4? Probably, but if I had my best player, like, it wouldn't have mattered. Like, their best player, we just essentially double-teamed him.
You're teaching him a valuable lesson. Like, hey, if you commit to join a sport or any kind of endeavor, see it through.
Yeah, definitely.
It's not your fault that you had a full team.
Yeah, listen, and, you know, whatever. It is youth sports. Who cares? But it was fun, and our guys were super thrilled. Because without our best player, we were 0-2. With him, we haven't lost. And then, you know, we finally got a nice little win there. Anyways.
Allstate wants to remind fans that mayhem is everywhere. Like at your pregame barbecue. While you prep your meats, that grease trap you forgot to empty is prepping to smoke your porch, garage, and the car inside. And without the right home and auto insurance coverage, the cost to repair this could eat up your savings. So bundle home and auto with Allstate to save and get protected from mayhem like this. Bundled savings vary and are not available in every state. Coverage is subject to policy terms and conditions.
You put it off long enough, it's time to replace your tires. Tire Rack has tires that will elevate your drive. Touring tires for commuter comfort. Performance tires for sporty handling. All-terrain tires for on- and off-road adventure. Go to TireRack.com to get started. Not sure where to begin? Use the Tire Decision Guide to get a personalized tire recommendation. The right tires for how, what, and where you drive. Choose from the full line of Toyo tires. Ship fast and free to a recommended installer near you. Or choose the convenience of mobile tire installation. They'll bring your new tires to your home or office and install them on site. Doesn't get much easier than that. Go to TireRack.com/Colin to see their Toyo test results, tire ratings, and consumer reviews, and be sure to check out all their current special offers. Great tires, great deal. What more could you ask for? That's TireRack.com/Colin. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
What's up? I'm John Wall.
And I'm CJ Toledano, and we're starting a new podcast presented by DraftKings called Point Game. We're now joined by three-time NBA Sixth Man of the Year, elite bucket getter. Let's please welcome Jamal Crawford to Point Game. King of the Court one-on-one tournament. If they had it back in your prime, do you think he could have took it all?
I'm going to be honest with you. I don't think I could have took it all, but I think I would have shocked a lot of people. I think Kobe and everybody in their prime, Kobe would win a one-on-one contest.
Yeah, because you got to think, he's going to guard. He don't care about guarding.
He's going to guard.
He's going to guard. Like, you see him in the Olympics, he's going to guard. And then on top of that.
I'm not guarding like that, see that?
Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome Sam Cassell to Point Game.
I remember you came to my room crying tears. I mean, he was in a culture shock. And then he's going to withdraw us about winning.
Remember what I told you? I said, OG, you think I can get paid and go back and play in college because it ain't me?
Check out Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano on the iHeartRadio app, DraftKings YouTube, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Buying tickets to a big event can be frustrating, especially if you're like me and tend to wait until the last minute. You know what I'm talking about. You're all excited to buy, but all the best seats are gone, and the ones they do have left are wildly overpriced. I'm here to say you shouldn't have to worry when you buy tickets to your next big event. Game Time is the fast and easy way to buy tickets for all the sports, music, comedy, and theater events near you. With killer last-minute deals, all-in prices, views from your seat, and the best price guarantee, Game Time takes the guesswork out of buying tickets. I was on the Game Time app this morning and saw my guy, the chef, is coming into town next month, and you know I'm going to be in the building for that one. And with Game Time, I know that when I'm finally ready to buy tickets for me and the fam, I'm going to get great seats at a great value. Game Time is the only ticketing app that gives you complete peace of mind with your purchase, and they're obsessed with finding ways to help you save money on tickets. Find exclusive flash deals and sponsor deals on tickets for football, basketball, baseball, concerts, comedy, theater, and more. And the Game Time guarantee means that you'll always get the best price. If you find tickets in the same section and row for less, Game Time will credit you 110% of the difference. Take the guesswork out of buying tickets with Game Time. Download the Game Time app, create an account, and use code JMAC for $20 off your first purchase. Terms apply. Again, create an account and redeem code JMAC for $20 off. Download Game Time today. Last minute tickets, lowest price guaranteed. It wasn't as exciting as LeBron hitting 40,000 points on Saturday night against the Nuggets. Of course, the Lakers lost the game, which is like a footnote because who cares about March basketball in the NBA? But I did read something interesting on The Athletic, Rob. Sam Amick, I think he's been on the pod. The headline is, as LeBron hits the 40,000-point threshold, the age-old GOAT debate has shifted. And it's weird because from my perspective, Rob, I don't think the GOAT debate can shift on anything LeBron's doing now. Maybe I'm in the minority, but I think it's been a wrap since he won that title with the Lakers. I think he is the GOAT, and there's really no discussion. Anything he does now is just adding to the legacy, right? So I don't know, like, what does 40,000 points say? And you saw all these viral things saying to score 40,000 points, you basically have to average 30 a year for 20 years, which is insane. Playing in the NBA, averaging 30 points a season for 20 years. I'm sorry. Nobody's doing that. Like, it's just not happening. Now, Luka Doncic is gonna push it, assuming he's healthy, because he started out, like, getting massive buckets more than LeBron as a young guy. But, like, the stuff he's doing is just, it's unbelievable. Now, some people, Rob, will argue, well, this is like that time Ron Dane got the Heisman Trophy. He wasn't the best player in college football. It was like a lifetime achievement award that they just handed it to him because, hey, he had a good four-year run, and there was a lot of debate as to whether or not he should have got it. Fine. And a lot of the Jordan fans are saying, no, LeBron does not have six titles. He's not 6-0 in the finals, and nothing he can do is going to pass Jordan. And that's fine. I get it. If you're hunkered out and unwilling to come off your vibe on that, that's fine. I get it. You're not open to seeing things And I don't think you really have an open mind if you're not into the debate. If all you've got is six, my instant counter is, well, Bill Russell's the GOAT, has more titles. Period. End of story. Done. Like, there is no debate. But if you want to take everything into account, I don't know, Rob, 40,000 is pretty interesting. And this piece by Amick, I haven't seen what the fallout is, but only seven players have ever reached 30,000. Dirk's in there, Kobe, you know, Karl Malone, obviously Jordan. LeBron's at 40. And I don't want to go overboard, but he's not done yet. You know, there's talk of Rob, a new 2-3 year deal. Like, what he's doing, this is crazy stuff. Like, he is on another level. And it's just weird to me that people aren't seeing it. And here's the money line from Amick. In these past 20 years covering the league, I've always believed Jordan's finals perfection and post-Larry Magic impact, particularly global on the NBA, put him on a pedestal could never be reached. But this final chapter LeBron's putting together changes things. And listen, as resident Lakers fan on this pod, I'm sure you have strong feelings on LeBron hitting 40 in a loss and now people wanting to relitigate the GOAT thing.
Absolutely. Look, there's a number of things to take from. Number one, hitting 40,000 and scoring the way he's scoring at the rate he's been scoring throughout his career is something to be commended. I mean, Kevin Durant said so on his podcast a couple of weeks ago that LeBron's longevity, you know, some people use it as a negative, like, well, of course he has all these stats. He's played for 37 years. But it's like, at some point, we're going to get to a point in our sports fandom where longevity is going to be like a standard, not just your peak. Because if it was just peak, guys like Tracy McGrady would be considered one of the greatest of all time, right?
No.
It's how long did you do it? That was, you know, part of what made Kobe great. That's what made LeBron great, Tim Duncan, so on and so forth. But one of my favorite stats about the 40,000 is, I think everybody knows now, the 0 to 10,000 and 30 to 40,000 were both done in 368 games. So when he started his career, to get to 10,000, he did in 368 games. Right now, he's at 368 for doing 30 for 40,000, which means that from where he started to where he is now, there's not like a huge drop off, you know, from the rookie LeBron to, you know, almost age 40. What I found most impressive, though, is from 10,000 to 20,000, that's smack dab in the prime of his career. That's early to mid 20s LeBron James, like peak of his powers, peak athleticism. Nothing you can do about it. That's him dunking on Kevin Garnett, like down the lane, just bashing, like that level of LeBron. Did that in 358 games. So even LeBron at age 39, in his advanced age, he's not as explosive as he used to be, is scoring at just as, almost as well of a clip as his absolute prime. So to me, that's very, very impressive. Having said all of that, though.
Here we go.
I don't think it's that big of a deal, the 40,000.
Hmm.
Because I equate it to this. Elon Musk, last I checked, is the richest man in the world. I think he's valued at $215 billion, something like that. If I told you that next week he went up to 220, does that really change anything for you? No, because he's still number one. So what is it? He's just adding to his own value.
Well, 220 is not like a round number.
Okay. If he got to 250.
250 is pretty good. But what 300 would be
it. Would it change the way you fundamentally feel about him being the richest man? Probably not. So as soon as LeBron broke Kareem's record, like, I don't know what number he'd have to get to for me to be like, oh shit, can you see that LeBron's at 51,000? I was like, no, he's already number one. Like, every time he scores, technically, he's the new champion again. So I don't think there's really anything that this 40,000 mark actually does for him in the grand scheme of things. If you're like guys like you who already had him number one in the GOAT conversation, it's just more ammunition for you.
Yeah.
If you're for someone who has him at number two, I don't know if there's realistically a scoring number that he could get to that would make you vault him past Michael Jordan. I don't think scoring is what's going to be the difference. In
fair.
Those people
Here's another stat from the Amick thing. Now, it doesn't totally line up with what, you know, the 40,000. And again, it's not round numbers, but nine players have averaged 25, 7, and 7 in a season. Only nine. Michael Jordan did it once. LeBron is going to do it 12 times. 12. 25, 7, and 7. He's going to do it 12 times, something nine players have done. And then another one is like, you know, just the fact that he's 39 and torching these guys, okay? When Jordan was 39, what was he doing, Rob?
Was he still with the Wizards at that time?
Yeah, what was he doing with the Wizards?
Oh,
yeah.
Not a damn thing. They didn't even want to have a birthday party for him. I remember that.
Yeah, the team did not like
him. Yeah, the team didn't like him.
But he wasn't caring toward anything.
No.
Not the playoffs, certainly. By the way, LeBron, and this is another thing, I didn't even realize this, in his last playoff game last season against the Nuggets, at the end of a long season, right, they were the conference finals, this is after 82 games, he didn't play all 82, but you know, LeBron, at 38, had 40-10-9 against the Nuggets. 40-10-9! Like, why doesn't longevity matter more?
That's a very good question.
It seemed to matter more when Kareem Abdul-Jabbar was sticking around in the 80s and stacking titles with Magic and Worthy. And, you know, he was capable in the finals. But longevity should certainly matter.
I think I have an answer for that. I think I know why this is not as big of a deal in the grand scheme of things for LeBron James. Not just for me, but just in general. Even the people who might lean more towards you. Is because, you alluded to it, every time he breaks a record now, or make some kind of milestone, it happens to be in a loss. The LeBron Lakers era has been a roller coaster, to say the least. It's got that fantastic 2019-2020 season. They win the bubble championship. Last season's run of the Western Conference Finals are pretty cool. Other than that, it's been a lot of mediocrity. Okay, you touched on it. They've lost now, what is it, 8 straight to the Nuggets? Okay. The 40-point 9 rebound whatever game in the game yep. 4 was a sweep. And then I saw this on ESPN. Okay. In games where he's hit critical numbers as a Laker, all right, 30,000th point came in a loss to the Spurs. 35,000 came in a loss to the Nets. Passing Michael Jordan came in a loss to Denver. Passing Kobe came in a loss to the Sixers. Passing Karl Malone came in a loss to the Wizards. Passing Kareem Abdul-Jabbar came in a loss to the Thunder, and now 40,000 came in another loss to the Nuggets.
Oh,
so it's like, at what point, like, it's cool that he's amassing all of these stats. And again, when the NBA record books are written, it's going to say, Wilt Chamberlain and LeBron James present the NBA. Like, I understand that part. I guess that because he just seems to be accumulating stats, and he's not really impacting winning the way that he used to, I think it's really easy to become numb to it.
I wonder, I don't have anything to back this up. In these games where everybody's like, oh, LeBron's going to hit the landmark. He just wants to get through the landmark. And then whatever happens the rest of the way is like, okay, immaterial. He just wants to hit the landmark. It's in his head. It's weighing on him heavily. And, you know, teammates are probably force feeding him the ball. I saw the clip where Jokic is like, we're going to stop you from getting, we're not letting you get it.
You're going to get eight tonight.
Yeah. It was just comical, but everybody's aware of it. And like, that's the primary focus. Again, March basketball, NBA, I got a buddy who's like, hey, you know, we're going to a Lakers game this week. And he's like, hey, we got to bet on the game. And in my mind, I'm like, I don't know, Lakers March basketball. Like, first of all, I don't even know who's playing. It's tough because you're right. I think the individual accolade is kind of a big deal to him now, which is fine. I get that. And I don't always love the quotes where he's like, I've been doubted since I came into the league from Akron. Like,
yeah, me either.
LeBron, let's not go there. Come on, bro. Nobody doubted you at all. Have you, by the way, on Instagram, I see this probably once a month where somebody will pop, LeBron in high school was just unfair. And then you watch and it's like, oh, this guy was in like biology class. And then like 2 hours later, LeBron is dunking all over the kid. You know, it's like, it's true. It wasn't fair, but nobody doubted LeBron. Now, there were people who thought Melo should have been better. I was not one of those. But like doubting him, I still remember his first career game against the Kings. I was like, damn, this guy, he's a problem. I don't think anyone's been doubting him, but I get that. You know, this is what we need to do. A Michael Jordan forever. He did it in throughout the Last Dance. You could tell he's like, oh yeah, well, they don't think I can do it and blah, blah, blah. Nobody thought that. I mean, you couldn't do it. And then Pistons get old, Celtics get hurt, Magic retires. Yeah, then you did it. Nobody doubted you after that. But yeah, there were a lot of doubts about the Bulls. Jordan had to change the way he played, right? You could stack 35-point game, 36, whatever. You're not winning. And then Phil Jackson comes in, changes it. They add Pippen, and it's like, oh, okay, now we believe. But, yeah, there were a lot of doubts about Jordan. I don't think there's any doubts about LeBron. Now, Rob, you look at the playoff standings, and it's like the Lakers are 10. It's pretty clear the Jazz at 11 are not going to sniff it. They're 5.5 out. But this is what's very interesting. So the Nuggets are starting to peak. Looks like the Jamal Adams issues with the shin splints are behind him. This is probably a little too hot of a take, but honestly, I don't want to. Okay, I don't want to be in the play-in if Denver's going to be the number one seed. I don't, because you're just fighting to see who's going to lose. That being said, if OKC's 2 and Minnesota's 3, I think the most coveted seeds will be 6 and 7, and I don't think it's particularly close. So I know it's tough to like jerry-rig that, but if I'm the Lakers, I'm trying like hell to stack wins now so I can rest guys if need be and dodge certain teams at the end. I know it's extremely difficult to do that. I get that. But, I mean, Rob, you don't want to face the Nuggets in the first round. You just don't. I don't know that anybody's beating them in the West. I was dumb enough and naive enough to think the Suns could. They can't. Now Booker's hurt. I don't want to see them in the first round, but I gladly will face OKC, Minnesota. I don't know if you're with me, but I'm doing everything in my power to dodge the Nuggets.
No, I'm right there with you. And I put out this tweet in the middle of that Boston Celtics 50-point shellacking of the Golden State Warriors. Because I turned the game off in the middle of the second quarter. I didn't even finish watching it. I just put out a tweet after the fact. Boston, I believe Boston is 1A and Denver is 1B. And then there's a Grand Canyon-sized gap between the next closest team. Like, those two teams at their peak, I don't think anybody's touching them. If they can stay... With the Celtics, it's kind of their consistency. They get to the playoffs, and their effort kind of wanes. We saw that in the playoff series last year against Miami, where they were sleepwalking through the first three games. They played hard for three, and I was like, oh, wow, they're obviously much better than Miami. And then game seven, they kind of laid another egg, probably because of Jason Tatum getting hurt. But Denver, if they have all their guys, they even have all their guys against the Lakers, but if their starting five is healthy, they have the best starting five in the NBA. The cohesion, the skill level, the chemistry, like they're just unbeatable. Now, with all that being said, the issue with your line of thinking of trying to, you know, finagle your way to a certain playoff spot is the two teams I'm looking at will be the Lakers and the Warriors. And I don't think either one of those teams is good enough to like consciously get to a certain seed. Like they just got to win. And both of those teams have been playing better as of late recently. I know the Warriors notwithstanding yesterday. But they just got to hope that they can catch up to Dallas and to, you know, Phoenix with Devin Booker's ankle injury, and the Kings have kind of been up and down a little bit. But if those other three teams in front of them don't keep losing more games, it's not going to matter what the Warriors and the Lakers do, because they're not going to be able to get that 7-8 seed anyways.
Yeah. If they do get stuck with the first round, this is my concern. And obviously I like LeBron. I'm a fan, whatever. Rob, they got swept last year in the conference finals. I don't want LeBron to get swept in the first round. That's like
me either.
It's not a great look. Yeah. You know, that's not a great look. So I'm rooting for him. I don't mind. I'm openly saying that.
Allstate wants to remind fans that mayhem is everywhere, like at your pregame barbecue. While you prep your meats, that grease trap you forgot to empty is prepping to smoke your porch, garage, and the car inside. And without the right home and auto insurance coverage, the cost to repair this could eat up your savings. So bundle home and auto with Allstate to save and get protected from mayhem like this. Bundled savings vary and are not available in every state. Coverage is subject to policy terms and conditions.
You put it off long enough, it's time to replace your tires. Tire Rack has tires that will elevate your drive. Touring tires for commuter comfort, performance tires for sporty handling, all-terrain tires for on- and off-road adventure. Go to TireRack.com to get started. Not sure where to begin? Use the Tire Decision Guide to get a personalized tire recommendation, the right tires for how, what, and where you drive. Choose from the full line of BF Goodrich tires. Ship fast and free to a recommended installer near you. Or choose the convenience of mobile tire installation. They'll bring your new tires to your home or office and install them on site. Doesn't get much easier than that. Go to TireRack.com/Colin to see their BF Goodrich test results, tire ratings, and consumer reviews. And be sure to check out all the current special offers. Great tires, great deal. What more could you ask for? That's TireRack.com/Colin. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
What's up? I'm John Wall.
And I'm CJ Toledano, and we're starting a new podcast presented by DraftKings called Point Game. We're now joined by three-time NBA Sixth Man of the Year, elite bucket getter. Let's please welcome Jamal Crawford to Point Game, King of the Court one-on-one tournament. If they had it back in your prime, do you think you could have took it all?
I'm going to be honest with you. I don't think I could have took it all, but I think I would have shocked a lot of people. I think Kobe and everybody in their prime, Kobe would win a one-on-one contest.
Yeah, because you got to think, he's going to guard. He don't care about guarding.
He's going to guard.
He's going to guard. Like, you see him in the Olympics, he's going to guard. And then on top of that.
Like that, see that?
Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome Sam Cassell to Point Game.
I remember you came to my room crying tears. Crying tears. I mean, he was in a culture shock. And then he's going to withdraw us about winning.
Remember what I told you? I said, OG, you think I can get paid and go back and play in college because it ain't it?
Check out Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano on the iHeartRadio app, DraftKings YouTube, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Get in on the action with DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NBA. New customers who deposit $5 or more can get a no-sweat bet up to $1,000 back in a bonus bet. Remember, download the DraftKings Sportsbook app now and use code STRAIGHTFIRE. New customers can get a no-sweat bet up to $1,000 if your first bet loses. Only on DraftKings Sportsbook with code STRAIGHTFIRE. The crown is yours. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER or visit www.1800gambler.net. In New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY 467-369. In Connecticut, help is available for problem gambling. Call 888-789-7777 or visit ccpg.org. Please play responsibly. On behalf of Boot Hill Casino and Resort in Kansas. 21 plus age varies by jurisdiction. Void in Ontario. Bonus bets expire 168 hours after issuance. See dkng.com/football for eligibility and deposit restrictions, terms, and responsible gaming resources. Quick word, since you referenced the Celtics. I just looked this up. The Jason Tatum slander must stop. Now, Cowherd's been pushing this nonsense on the herd, bashing Tatum, and I push back at every opportunity. I'm just going to tell you what Tatum has done in the playoffs since getting to the league, okay? At 19 years old, he averaged 18 a game in the playoffs, and they lose to LeBron in 7. That was like the Isaiah Thomas team. The next year, they lose to the Bucks 4-1. I don't remember what happened, but maybe there was an injury or something. Then they lose to the Heat in the conference finals 4-2. That was in the bubble. That was in the bubble. They lose to the Nets 4-1. I think they had injuries. The last 2 years, NBA finals and conference finals lose game 7. This team, Rob, is awesome. Jason Tatum has been to, let's count them up, 1, 2, 3, 4 conference finals in his career. Okay? He just turned 20. Happy birthday, by the way, Tatum. He turned 26 on Sunday. Been at 4 conference finals. Joel Embiid's been to 0. But the narrative around Embiid is so different than it is around Tatum. Rob, just think for a second. Joel Embiid's never been to a conference finals, but everybody loves him. And he's an MVP. And he's Joel Embiid. Oh, he's so dominant. And it's like, oh, Jason Tatum can't win a big game. What? What are we even doing here? He's been in the conference finals 4 times. He was in the NBA finals. But he can't win the big game. Oh, he's not the MVP. What? Rob, it's just so weird. And again, a lot of this is jabronis on NBA Twitter. They really think they know basketball. They don't know shit. And it's so frustrating listening to them and their nonsense and the Tatum slander. Listen, man, he gets to the Lakers, they will stack.
Jason. That's right. I'm glad you're coming around to the hashtag future Laker Jason Tatum.
I am. You sold me.
I respect that. No, yeah, it's stupid. And I'm not talking about your guy, Colin. I like Colin. But the idea that 27-8-5 on 40% shooting as the hands-down best player on the best team in the league that has now beat 3 different teams by over 50 points this season can't even sniff the MVP conversation because his advanced stats and because of his effective field goal percentage. It's like, bro, you're punishing him because his team is good and the rest of his roster is good. Like, Do we punish Nikola Jokic? Like, oh, like, well, they say, oh, well, you know, he doesn't have any All-Stars on his roster. Well, if Jamal Murray was healthy enough, he'd be an All-NBA player, much less an All-Star. Like, he's one of the greatest postseason players in NBA history.
Yeah.
And I'm not just saying that because he beat the Lakers. But look at the numbers. Jamal Murray in the playoffs is a freaking monster. You know, I don't understand this idea, and even Draymond Green addressed this, you know, a few weeks ago, that he has to win a championship before he gets considered MVP. And it's like, what kind of moving the goalposts type shit is that? And I know that Draymond wouldn't say that's his opinion. He's just regurgitating what he's like, the narrative is. And I don't understand that. Like, I don't know why Jason Tatum has to win a championship to get MVP love. But as you alluded to, Joel Embiid has never got out of the second round. And he's widely regarded as not only like a top three player, but a perennial MVP favorite. I don't understand that.
Yeah, it's insane. And last year, if you remember, the MVP went to Embiid because Jokic, essentially, they were penalizing him for never breaking through and winning a title.
Right? Yep.
And they were, that's just stupid logic. Like, oh, I don't know, Embiid. Embiid was better than Jokic, even though Jokic was clearly the best player. And Embiid's won it before, and he's never delivered in the postseason. It's just asinine. It's really amateur hour stuff. Rob, I'm going to wrap up with this. So last week, you remember we did the, I haven't told Rob this, guy, so I want to hear his real-time reaction. We did the Kevin Durant stuff on the podcast about the Olympics, right?
Yes.
Okay. I'm bearing this. Let's not hype it up in the podcast. I'm not trying to get in a war of words. So, of course, I've told you guys, I tagged Durant when I talk about him. So I tagged him. He writes, "What I do now." And I sent him a clip where he said, like 40, 50 point wins, I want to do that. And I said, win by 40, 50? Dream Team wouldn't do that now. Rest of the world is better. We'll win gold, but by 40, 50? Come on, man. And then he goes, what teams are better? And I said, nobody's better, but everybody's good. Everyone has 2 to 3, 4 NBA players. Basketball now globally is the best it's ever been. South Sudan has dudes. They got some guys. Maybe we beat Japan by 20 plus, but the other teams that are known all have NBA guys. And Durant writes, and we got Hall of Famers. Oh, we got all Hall of Famers. And I said, yeah, individual Hall of Famers. Throwing them together after a long season will be way tougher. Kevin Durant. And I disagree. You banking on us being selfish and other teams playing together. And then I sent him the 2020 Olympics results. How we lost to France by 7. This was played in 21. Beat Iran by 54. There's your 40-point win. Beat Czech by 35. Spain by 14. Australia by 19. France by 5. Two blowouts. And it'll be tougher comp in 2024. KD, USA will have the best Olympic team ever this time around. You never seen this team, so stop comparing anybody else to it. I don't give a bleep about 2020 or the Dream Team. And I wrote, much love, KD. Rob, this is not, I'm not making this up. I did write that. Rob, your thoughts.
Oh, God, I love KD. I love that he is so willing to engage on anything and everything. I totally disagree with him. I'm like you. I think that between Canada, France, Germany, and we'll see if Jokic plays. And was he Serbian, right? I believe he's Serbian.
Serbia. We'll see if he plays.
But yeah, like, no, we're not going to win any of these games by 40 or 50 points against like the real competition. As great as all these players are, KD, LeBron, Steph, I'd pick those three in a 3-on-3 against anybody.
Yeah.
But we play a different style of basketball here in the NBA than they play in the Olympic and FIBA games. Most of our guys don't know how to do the little things because they're so used to being the star. And that's one of the reasons why the Team USA has struggled recently. And again, the bigger point is the other countries are better. They're not better than the USA, like you said, but they are much better than they have ever been. And expecting us to walk through them like paper mache is disingenuous. So I mean, shout out to KD for responding to you going that hard, but yeah. I disagree, man.
At least he toned down the obscenities this time, which was nice. And he might be right. This could be the greatest team ever, given Kevin Durant, LeBron, Curry. Now, I would have to look. I think Curry has missed most.
He's never
Olympics.
Played in the Olympics.
That's right. He's had some injuries, and he adds a different dimension, but the rules are also different. I don't know. I don't think it's going to be a walkover guy. I don't think it's going to be a cakewalk. And yeah, so
especially if our guy Jalen Brunson can't play. Saw he got hurt. He got dinged up there on Sunday.
Yeah, hopefully let's hope okay. It's nothing. We need our stars healthy in the NBA. By the way, final quick word on the Celtics. I didn't realize they beat three teams by 50+.
That's right.
I mean, they also did not even have Porzingis.
No.
In this game. And he's like, what, their third or fourth best player?
Yeah.
It was just like, this team is an absolute unit. They're destroying people. 11 wins in a row. It's just so weird how the narrative, well, they haven't won a title yet, so I don't know. I'll be shocked if everybody's healthy and they don't make it to the NBA Finals. I'd be shocked.
11 straight wins, average margin of victory is 22.5 points a game.
Man, are we missing a betting opportunity on these guys? I haven't looked close enough, but they're obliterating folks. Maybe it's time to go the opposite way after a 50-point win, national TV Sunday. Let me just quickly see who they have next, see if it's worth fading. I'm sure it's going to be an inflated number. They are Tuesday. Ooh, this is good. Oh, wow. They have a tough stretch here. Celtics Tuesday at Cleveland, Thursday at Denver, Saturday at Phoenix. So they're TNT, TNT, ABC this week. Ooh, this is a good week for NBA. Yeah. All right, we're back tomorrow. Talk to you then.
Allstate wants to remind fans that mayhem is everywhere, like at your pregame barbecue. While you prep your meats, that grease trap you forgot to empty is prepping to smoke your porch, garage, and the car inside. And without the right home and auto insurance coverage, the cost to repair this could eat up your savings. So bundle home and auto with Allstate to save and get protected from mayhem like this. Bundled savings vary and are not available in every state. Coverage is subject to policy terms and conditions.
There's two kinds of people in the world, people who love Health Aid kombucha and people who have never tried it. The bubbly mix of probiotic tea and refreshing juice is delicious and good for your gut health, with great flavors to choose from that you can't help but love. If you've never tried it before, maybe try a bottle or can of passion fruit tangerine or a ginger lemon. Your taste buds and your gut will thank you. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid kombucha today.
Whether you're a savvy spender maximizing your savings with cashback rewards, a thrifty rate watcher seeking the lowest interest, or a travel enthusiast looking for extraordinary perks, Kemba Financial Credit Union has a Visa to complement your lifestyle and unique needs. Apply today at Kemba.org to unlock a limited-time 2% cashback on purchases and pay 0% interest on balance transfers for an entire year with a new Visa from Kemba. You deserve a card that works for you. Restrictions apply. Offer ends June 30th, 2024.